Welcome, everyone. Good morning.
Pretty, looks to be a pretty beautiful day today.
Conditions are perfect. Beautiful yogis, yoginis, welcome. My name's Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the class. Very happy to be here. Close your eyes. Roll out your shoulders. Loosen up your neck. And bring your hands to heart center. Namaskar mudra. Look into yourself. Bring your awareness inward. Feel where you are. Feel your breath. Right at the beginning of the practice, the first little pearl of sweetness that we can give ourselves is to just thank yourself for coming. Acknowledge that you're here. You made the choice. And perhaps extending that gratitude in all directions, grateful for this space, grateful for all of the elements in your life that made it possible for you to have this time and this space, grateful for the journey that brought you here. Gratitude. We'll begin with one Om. Exhale. Deep breath in. Namaste. Welcome. So today we'll be doing a classical Indian breathing or breathwork sequence. And pranayama or breathwork. Prana means life force or subtle living vital energy. Prana, it's akin to qi in the Chinese medical system. Qi, prana. And yama means to expand, to restrain, to manipulate, to work with, to generate. There's different meanings. Pranayama, to work with life force. But really practically, we're working with breath because that's the main place that we get the prana. We get that living energy in the yogic practice and in life. You can go a month without food, days without water, but only a few minutes without breath. It's the primary vital source that keeps us alive. And so the health of our breath, just on a physical level, is so important for the health of our overall well-being. If we, as many people do, accumulate stress in our lives, our breath and our emotional state are intimately connected. It's like two sides to a coin. So if you start getting stressed in the mind, you'll start noticing that your breath actually also starts getting stressed. Times when you're scared or like protecting yourself, the breath gets tight. Times when we get angry, the breath reflects that. Can you imagine if you climb up a mountaintop, like you take a sunset hike or a sunrise hike, you make it to the top of the mountain, and that feeling of like victoriously breathing in life. There's a direct relationship between our state of consciousness and our breath. And there's a relationship between the freedom of our breath and the and freedom in our body. So it's all connected. So on a super practical level, learning, or for many of us, relearning, remembering how to breathe naturally, is just something so obvious that we can do to bring more health, more oxygen when we're breathing naturally, when our bellies can relax as we breathe, when the diaphragm can fully relax and contract, then every time that you breathe, your belly massages all the inner organs. And how many people notice, I can probably say that definitely someone or a group of people in this room have what's called reverse breathing, that we suck in the belly and we breathe all up here. Don't have to say it, but usually in a group this size, there's like 3-4 people who have that. It's really quite common, and then there's grades of it. So learning how to relax this, so you can breathe more comfortably, it's so practical and so good for your health. So if there's anything that you get from this class, my intention is just to learn how to enjoy natural breathing. And then from there, we'll work with some purifying breath. So breath that's designed to purify the lungs, purify energy channels in our body, and then working with subtle energies, left and right energy channels in our body, which are called nadis, and using some simple breath techniques, alternate nostril, which you may have seen or heard of, to help kind of like in a rhythmic and balanced way, stimulate and massage the left and right hemisphere of the brain, and at the same time, gently clear out the left and right energy channels in our body. Because when the energy gets blocked, we come out of a state of ease, and when we are not in a state of easeful flowing energy, it leads to a state of dis-ease, which leads to disease. This is the yogic view on it. So it all starts with an energetic level. So we'll work on that a little bit today. Don't stress about it. We might be practicing and you might feel emotions release in your practice because, again, it's all connected. So as we liberate little knots in our system on the subtle level, sometimes the associated emotion connected with that tension bubbles to the surface and releases, and then we get to let it go and you feel lighter after. Take breaks if ever you need to. Don't push yourself. And the way that I was taught, which is a classical way, is that it's much better to practice a little bit of yoga gently every single day and to grow over time naturally. Like a sprout doesn't force itself into a tree. It grows a little bit each day, working with whatever's there, whatever elements in your life, meeting your own capacity. And it's better to do that a little bit each day gently with a calm mind than it is to try to force yourself to get it too quickly. The force is a whole other type of pressure that we don't want. So hopefully that resonates with some of you, and keep it gentle today. Please start by laying on your back as we move into the first practice. So get yourself comfy, lay down. Have your spine flat. If there's a ponytail or a towel or something underneath your head, move it out of the way. Close your eyes. Get comfortable. If your back is sore, put a bolster underneath your knees. The sequence that we'll do today is a holistic sequence, bringing us through a range of techniques to bring balance, harmony to the system. It's an amazing practice to release stress, to increase concentration, and overall health and well-being. Let your mind relax and just go for the ride. Starting with the relaxed belly breath technique, bring the palms of your hands onto your belly. Elbows a little wider on the floor. hands on your stomach, hands on your belly. And then bring your awareness down so that you can focus and keep your awareness on the gentle movement of your belly. You're not trying to breathe in any specific way here, so it's a natural breath. And all you're doing here is observing your belly and trying to keep your awareness on the belly as the relaxed breath comes in and the relaxed breath goes out. Feeling the belly rise, feeling the belly fall. And notice if you feel any tension around your solar plex. Notice any tension in your abdominal muscles. There might even be restlessness or a feeling of underlying anxiety in there. Just accepting what you feel. Being kind and present. And simply stay present with the gentle movement of your belly for about 3 minutes. Notice your belly rise. Notice your belly sink. The belly is an area that we're often very judgmental of. Just a more superficial culture. It's natural to be judgmental that way. But here in the yoga room, here on your mat, you want to let go of any judgment and be kind to your belly. Just loving yourself just as you are today. Could you relax your face a little more? Relax your shoulders and arms more. Relax your legs more. Relax your belly even more. Just let it sink. pretty quickly, even though there might be resistance at first. This technique becomes so, so good feeling. It feels so good to just feel your belly and to be in this space. Very nourishing. Like coming home. Grounding. Ready, take a nice deep breath in, fill up your whole torso, belly and the chest, everything nice and loose, expanding, and a nice ha. So don't suck in your belly, let the belly be totally soft. Take a giant breath in with a very relaxed belly. Imagine there's a great big balloon there. Inhale, soft belly, open lungs. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. In the best way for you, come up to a seated posture, cross-legged. Build a comfortable seat for yourself if you need to. With the belly relaxed, or more relaxed, we can move on to Kapalabhati. And you need to be able to relax your belly in order to do this next technique. Don't worry if you have trouble. And if you really can't get it, just you can go back. You can have a hand on the belly and just practice that relaxed belly breath instead of doing the next one. So, the belly relaxes. Mouth hangs open a little bit. So you're not using your lips. Just loosen floppy mouth. And every time you exhale in a quick shot of breath outwards, the belly snaps inward. And then you just let the belly relax in between. Don't even think about the inhale. The inhale will just happen on its own. Don't even think about it. And so it'll look something like this. See my belly? Exhale. Exhale, exhale, belly in, okay? If you can do this out through the nose is nice and open, it's better. If you feel sinus pressure, migraine headaches, you want to take it easy. And if you're pregnant, don't do it at all, okay? Sitting tall, shoulders relaxed. This is for purification, abdominal toning, clearing out the bottom of the lungs. Wait and do it with me the first round. Close your eyes, straight spine. Awareness to your belly, relax your belly. Halfway inhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Belly in, belly in, belly in, belly in. Don't try and inhale. If you're breathing air in, it won't work. Exhale. 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 Try to synchronize with the instructions. Exhale. 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 Very good. Navel in. In. In, relax. In, relax. In, relax. In, relax. Five, four, three, two, one, exhale. Empty your lungs all the way, completely empty. Take a deep breath in, really full. Hold the inhale. Gently squeeze your pelvic floor, just a little bit. Absorbing oxygen, absorbing prana. Exhale. Imagine that fresh oxygen, fresh vital energy circulating to every part of your being. Round two. Just want you to make sure there's about a handful of you doing the reverse, and so you can look here if you need to. The exhale, the belly pumps in. So, just watch. Sit tall, shoulders relaxed, awareness to your navel, halfway inhale, belly soft, and make the exhale sharp and strong. Focus, meditate. Can you relax your belly even more between each pump? Totally relax, total relax. Sit tall. Relax your face. Tune into a purifying quality, purification here. Empty, empty, that which no longer serves me. Last five, four, three, two, and one. Exhale all the way. Empty, empty, empty. Deep inhale. Hold the breath. If you know all three bandhas, properly engage them. Everyone else, squeeze the pelvic floor just lightly, like you're pinching the bottom of a tube, lightly. Lift up. Focus on your third eye inside, behind your forehead. Bandhas you can hold longer. Everyone else, exhale. Let your belly totally relax. Let all the energy flow. And just be present with what you're feeling. If the mind has a strong pattern of being easily distracted, you will naturally find it harder to do subtler practices and meditations. So through our asana practice, through postures of yoga, we develop the mental and emotional strength to be present with whatever's arising without reaction. And then that prepares you for deeper and deeper, subtler practices. Learning how to be still amidst changing sensations. Moving into the breath of fire. This is an activating and a heating breath. It's like you're stoking and expanding a fire or a furnace inside. It's done by breathing in and out through the nose in a quick little pump, kind of like a puppy dog. but through the nose. You'll feel like a continuous, gentle hyperventilation in the middle of the lungs. It's like one circular self-propelling breath. The inhale is equal to the exhale, and it's quick, back and forth. You do it with a relaxed mind, relaxed body. Sitting tall. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine, headache, sinus issues, take it gentle. Straighten your elbows a little bit. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs, palms facing open. Straight line of the spine. Close your eyes. And bring your awareness to your third eye, that space just behind your forehead. Relax the mind there. Halfway inhale, relax your belly, and begin breath of fire. If ever you get dizzy, take a break. If ever you feel aggression towards yourself, towards external, then take a break. You don't want to practice in an emotionally charged state. Listen deeply to yourself. Stay calm. And now expand that purifying light. Warming up the physical body, releasing toxins. Expanding prana through your energetic rivers, meridians, nadis. 10 seconds, maybe a little brighter. Eyes closed. Last 3, 2, 1. Exhale all the way. Empty your lungs. Deep breath in. Hold the breath. Squeeze the pelvic floor lightly, shoulders back slightly, lift your heart, and then calmly release the pelvic floor, exhale, let the breath and energy disperse. Breathe naturally. Maybe a tiny little inward smile. So you can't even really see it on the face. Maybe like, you know, Buddha's eyes smile a tiny little bit. It's just for you. Round 2. Halfway inhale. Totally relax your belly. And begin breath of fire. If you want, you can reach your arms up and interlace your fingers like a gun position above your head. Keep going. Ensure that your inhale is perfectly balancing the exhale. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Find the depth and the pace that is sustainable for you. If you get dizzy, back up. Nice straight spine. Reach the crown of your head up. Point the tip of your tail down. 10 seconds, a little brighter. Last 3, 2, 1. Exhale all the way first. Hold your posture just where you are. Deep breath in. Hold the inhale. squeeze your pelvic floor, just 5% contraction of the bathroom muscles. Shoulders relaxed, lift your heart, inner soft gaze. Release the pelvic floor, release the arms, exhale. Meditate here, hands on your legs. Breathe naturally. Relax both of your hips equally. Equal weight in your hips. Relax your belly. Lay on your back for about 3 minutes, relaxing every muscle here. The skin of your face. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms. Relax the palms of your hands. Relax your chest. Relax your belly. Relax the muscles of your back. Relax your hips. Your tailbone. Relax your lower abdomen, relax your bathroom muscles, inside your pelvis, relax. Relax your buttocks, relax your thighs, relax your knees, your calves, relax your feet, relax the soles of your feet. Relax your spine. Relax your mind. imagine you're releasing through your entire body. Exhale, release. Now imagine you're breathing in from a meter beyond your skin. Inhale, like a vacuum, breathing in that space around you, behind you, above you, beneath you, and beyond your skin. Exhale. Perfect. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Come up to a seated position. Get comfortable once again. Moving into the Sitali or Sitkari. For those of you who know Sitali or Sitkari, you can start now. The tongue cooling breath or the hissing breath, you can begin. For those who can curl their tongue, about 80% of people can curl, so I'll teach that one first. This is a cooling breath. It helps to calm the physical body, the nervous system, but also it's emotionally cooling. So this is a really good technique if you're ever in a heated argument or you're like feeling irritable with yourself or with a loved one or whatnot. And if you can have the awareness to remember it, if you can say, let's regroup in 5 minutes, go and do this for 5 or 10 minutes, you'll come back much, much calmer and much more cool-headed and cool-hearted. So it's really good for helping release the heated emotions. The first one, the tongue is curled like a fat straw. You simply stick the tongue out and then inhale through the little hole and you'll feel cool air coming over the surface of the inner tongue. You want to feel cool air. You fill up naturally, and then when you exhale, lips closed, silently out of the nose. There's going to be a little sound like breathing through a straw. The belly is totally relaxed. Silent exhale. Close your eyes when you've got it and continue. Hands wherever is comfortable. And a nice one for here is to cup the hands in the lap. Continue. For those who cannot curl their tongue, Sitkari. This one is about like 5-6 times louder, just naturally. The lip hangs open, no stress in the jaw, teeth together, loose face, and then you inhale like a hiss. Hear the hiss, feel the cool breath, and then when you exhale, just silently out of the nose, relax your jaw. Let go of any inhibitions about the volume of your sound. You need to let that go in order to do the technique correctly. So the second one is louder, and you want to make sure you can hear that little wispy sound. We'll continue for about 6 minutes. Close your eyes. It's very normal to yawn here for the eyes to water. And if there's emotions that are quite fresh, like if you just got in a fight or something like that, and you might feel quite a bit of emotional stirring in this one. It's all good. It's all okay. Be very kind, very calm. You're working gently with subtle energy of the heart now. Close the eyes if you can. If you don't understand, raise your hand and I can come help you. Make sure that you feel cool air coming in, filling the heart and lungs. Make sure to exhale and release tension every time. Relax something. You're doing great. This practice is done with our eyes closed. Eyes closed. Let your belly be even softer. Beautiful Buddha belly hanging out naturally without any resistance. Hiss sound even louder if you're doing the hiss. Get a really cool breath going. Cooler the better. Keep up the technique, and now intuitively release some stress in the technique. Can you make it less stressful? More peaceful. Relax your shoulders more. Relax your temples. Relax your jaw each time. let your heart receive this cooling intention. And if this instruction doesn't resonate, then never force it. But can you let your heart be totally willing to let go of aggression, let go of anger? We need to be willing to let it go, to release that grip. So just a receptive openness, letting go of pride, letting go of old grudges, all those things that stay in our cellular memory as tension. Being willing to forgive ourselves and others. Understanding and compassion is the way. Last minute, gently healing the heart. Keep going. Take one final cool breath in, one final exhale. Let your hands relax and just be here in the space for a moment, breathing comfortably. Notice what you feel. Notice what is happening. Very good. Take a deep breath in and a nice sigh. Relax that belly. Beautiful. Really nice, everyone. So the last one is the alternate nostril breath. This is like a really good balancer. So this one can be practiced on its own. It's good for a meditation, so you can use it to meditate if you have trouble sitting and meditating. And it's also good to balance whatever's there. So on a general explanation, imagine scales of yin and yang. So maybe excess fire on one side, or like excess water on one side. If a person is very lethargic and not too much action, it helps to balance out that. If a person is too much action, not enough relaxation helps to balance that. So it's a balancer of yin and yang. It's very general, but as an idea. And so you can do this for about 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day. I wouldn't do more than 20 minutes on your own, or maybe 20 full rounds. And today we'll do about 7 minutes. The inhale and exhale are equal for the beginner version. So if you're inhaling for 4 seconds through one nostril, you're exhaling for 4 seconds out the other. Whichever nostril that you finish exhaling out of, you always breathe back in through that nostril. So I finish exhaling out the right, I inhale for 4 seconds through the right. I exhale for 4 seconds out the left, just exhaled out the left side. I always breathe back in the same one I finish exhaling. And then you don't have to think about it. Just counting in your mind, I'll guide the first few rounds. Get a comfortable position. Loosen up. Right fist comes in front of your nose. The pranayama hand mudra. Release your right thumb. Release your ring and pinky finger. I'm like a mirror for you guys. The right will plug the right thumb, and then the ring finger will plug the left. Some people will do like this in some lineages. I was taught just holding. And you can use your left fist to hold up, like wedging underneath your right armpit, find the angle, so the arm stays there nicely as an option. Some people will construct little sticks to hold their arms up, so the more relaxed, the better. Otherwise, left hand down is fine. Sitting tall, exhale, close your eyes, and bring your awareness gently to the third eye, space behind your forehead. Close your right nostril with thumb. Inhale through your left nostril. 4. 3. Nice and even. 2. 1. Close left with ring finger. Exhale out the right for 4. 3. 2. I'm just giving a hand gesture for you to see. 1. Inhale through the right. 1. Inhale through the right nostril. 2. 3. 4. Close the right, exhale out the left. 4. If you're new, listen very carefully at first. 2. 1. Inhale, left nostril. 1. 2. 3. Relax the belly. 4. Close left, exhale right. 4. 3. 2. Inhale, right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale, left. 4. Close your eyes. 3, 2, 1. Inhale, left. 1, 2. So you're pacing your breath. 4. Close left, exhale right, 4, 3, halfway, 2, all the way, inhale right, 1, 2, halfway, 3, 4, close right, exhale left, 4, 3, halfway, 2, 1. Keep going on your own. Now you count in your own mind. Just about 3 more minutes here. Allow yourself simply relax here in the present moment. So letting go of mental resistance so you can just get the most of this time, this breath. If emotions or thoughts arise, try not to follow them. just keep your awareness on the breath. And let the mental chatter be in the background. It will come and go, no concern. You are gently clearing subtle energy channels, gently releasing mental knots, unconscious patterns, old emotions. Be so kind and very present. Counting internally to 4 each time. Relax your face more. Gently at the third eye, watching the flow of breath. The energy alignment, long through the spine, relaxed through the shoulders, face, heavy through the hips, light through the crown. Through one last cycle, and when you exhale out your left side the next time, just let your hands rest down, keep everything nicely internalized and centered, connect your pointy fingers and thumbs, and just remain in that peaceful meditation for 5 minutes. don't strain the eyes. The eyes are very relaxed in your skull. The muscles behind your eyes are soft. And there's just a slight up gaze, just a little, without any tension. Awareness in that nice wide amphitheater of space behind your forehead. Your physical body is grounded, but also stable. Energy flowing naturally. Your nervous system is aware and sensitive, but also relaxed. Breath is natural. Your belly soft. The tiniest little flavor of the Buddha smile. Tiniest little smile. Fraction of a percent. Ever so gently, allow the tongue to just touch the roof of your mouth and feel how that draws the energy even more inward. generous to just draw into the heart space. Left palm holds your chest, right palm over top. Just feel that center. This is the seat of the soul. Yoga philosophy that God or Brahma is everywhere, but each one of us, every conscious being, has a little fragment of the Great Spirit in their own heart, your Atma. And this is one and the same with the Great Spirit, little piece of infinity, connecting you to everything. Hands in prayer. This hand position represents balance of the left and right, yin and yang, the ha and the ta, hatha yoga. We'll close with one sweet om and three nice shantis. Shanti means peace. Deep breath in. That spark of the infinite in me sees that in you, celebrates that in you, honors that in you. Namaste.